Like a lot of inventions, the stun gun was innovative because it married two ideas previously thought of as disparate: electrical shock and corrections. The convergence of distinct tools and purposes is a common trait of the information revolution. Television, the internet, cable systems, phone lines, and satellites are mixing and matching in all sorts of ways. So, perhaps the Lazy Boy Explorer was inevitable, a joint venture by the makers of the Jumbo Recliners and the bigger-than-Jumbo software maker, Microsoft. Don Wilmot of Yahoo Internet Life was at the Consumer Electronics Show when the high-tech hybrid was unveiled.
Well, this Explorer chair looks very much like any other reclining Lazy Boy chair. However, over on the left-hand side, a tray pops up which holds Microsoft's Web TV keyboard. And over on the right, the arm pops up to reveal the obligatory cup holder and remote control holder.
So this chair is best appreciated in front of the television set that will be one's internet connection.
Right. It's designed for people who use their TV as their web connection. Web TV was originally made for people who wanted a taste of the internet, but without having to buy a computer. And it's actually been fairly popular among elderly people, senior citizens who want to find an easy way onto the internet.
So in that sense, the wireless keyboard here is the very high-tech souped-up version of the remote control clicker.
That's right. You're using the keyboard not only to navigate around the TV guide that comes with Web TV, but also when you do web surfing right on your TV screen. So if you're writing emails, I suppose you could do it pointing at the screen with a remote control and a virtual keyboard, but it's a heck of a lot easier to use the real keyboard.
Well, the merger of the World Wide Web with the television is a nifty piece of convergence to begin with, but to merge that merged concept with the chair is still a further breakthrough technologically, I would suppose. Are there other chairs that do this?
This is certainly the most technologically advanced chair I've seen, if you want to call it that. Other people have looked for solutions to this because we often say that computing is a lean forward activity and television is a lean backward activity. So trying to bridge that gap as TV and the internet converge, it kind of makes sense to try to design furniture that can handle both scenarios in one way.
So that you should be able to relax and be passive and then move into active surfing mode at a moment's notice.
Well, if you watch a lot of TV, especially broadcast TV, you've been noticing how TV shows are trying to become more interactive, whether it's playing along with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or answering a poll at Dateline NBC. And of course, shopping is going to be big. There are those who believe that in the future, soap operas will be really nothing more than live catalogs. You'll be watching the soap and you want to buy that couch, you want to buy that dress, buy that jewelry, and just click on the person to buy the jewelry. So we're only now just beginning to see the very beginnings of the kind of interactivity we'll have with TV and the internet coming together over the next, say, 5 years.
Well, thank you very much, Don Wilmot.
Thank you.
Don Wilmot is technology editor for Yahoo Internet Life. He spoke to us from our bureau in New York.